This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And it is, today is Friday. I thought yesterday was Friday. I've fixed my timing. I am coming to you fresh from waiting in line at the post office for 45 minutes this morning.
What did you send that was that important?
Okay, so I needed to buy stamps because I had to mail something and I realized I didn't have stamps in my home. Mm-hmm. So the problem with the post office is that they open at 8 a.m. and they close at 5 p.m. So everyone who has like a 9-to-5 type job automatically goes when they open.
Right.
And they're like, so I get there at like 8:15 this morning because I didn't want to have to be, you know, super late to start the day. Mm-hmm. And I was like the 12th person in line. Waited like 45 minutes. And then of course, because all I was doing was buying stamps, it took me like 10 seconds once I got to the window. But you know, I listened to the new Taylor Swift album while I was in line. So
Dylan, they sell stamps at like CVS and all those other stores.
Don't tell me that.
At the counter. Action? Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry that like, happened to you today, but you can avoid that like in the future.
It's not like when a bodega sells like loose cigarettes, like you can really buy stamps.
Yes, like a pack of stamps. Yeah. So this is what I know in my old age that I can inform you on. So,
wow.
But the good news about it is, is that you got to listen to Taylor's album while doing so. So you killed two birds with one stone. And was it the best morning of your fucking life?
At the post office. So I'm going to give a wishy-washy maybe, but I do really, the album is good. She did a good job.
Guys, they are like pumping it up that she was born to write this album. And listen, as a massively huge Taylor Swift fan, I do have to say that no matter when she comes out with an album, they always say, like she, just each album they say is like better than the next, which is the lyrics to this one, all the lyrics, like to all of her albums are insane and well thought out, but this.
It's a good album. It's much more stripped down than what she's done recently. I would love to hear like one of the Housewives do a cover of one of the songs, maybe. I feel like that could be really fun. Like a Countess cover of Cardigan. A
Housewives cover.
What if all of the housewives that have ever released a song got together and each did a song for a Taylor Swift cover album? That would be iconic.
I guess I can find Sheena a Shea word for that, but
Love Story probably.
No. No.
Probably not a good idea. So today we of course have an episode of Real Housewives of New York to talk about. So we finally got to Ramona's birthday coming out 63rd 50 girlfriends party. But of course we have some stuff to get to before we get there, but oh, that party. We see. So first of all, we see Ramona has Leah at the walkthrough for her party because after Sonia and Dorinda were embarrassing her at the showroom in Long Island, she can't trust them to do the walkthrough.
But she used them for the photo for...
Oh, of course, because they have more Instagram followers.
I can't.
It's funny because Ramona's acting like she has to have one of her good girlfriends there to do the walkthrough. And Leah is just being like subbed in. And it's like, you could just go to that. Like, you don't need to bring some friend.
Also, that party looked like one of the most boring situations of my fucking life. Okay, so it's nothing bad to have a party with your girlfriends, but something like that should have either been a luncheon or like a cocktail hour vibe. Like, all these women are single. So like on a Saturday night, they're going to want to like go out and party and find men. That's what they want to do. Like, they're just as bad as men. They want to find men.
It looked like a women's networking event. Because everyone was in their cocktail attire, just standing around. With
mingling.
In little small groups chatting with each other.
The venue just didn't look the part. For like Scarpetta is Scarpetta, I get it, but like the room was almost like too big, like it just didn't look the lights were all on, like it didn't look warm.
It looked like where you would have your like high school track team banquet at the end of the season.
Yes, but the most important thing she had there was like a licorice tree.
Oh god.
Like what? Like that's what she needed? Like what? The whole thing was a mess. Also, her dress was pink. It wasn't red, in my opinion.
It was definitely like a raspberry color.
Yeah, like it wasn't red. It wasn't fire engine red, but besides the point, whatever.
Okay, so scrolling up in the chat a little bit, we have Luann and Sonia who go to the Fortune Society, which seems like a really great organization.
Yeah.
They help rehabilitate people who have spent time incarcerated, and it's kind of like they're at a meeting where people are sharing their experiences, and there are some really, you know, people who have been through a lot. And so this man shares his story that he spent 30 years in prison, and you know, that's a really rough story. Luann is crying, and then after that it's Luann's turn to share her story.
Oh my God.
As we all know, Luann spent one night in jail in Palm Beach.
Well, she refrained from saying how long she spent in jail.
Right. So she says that she knows what it's like to have shackles on your feet and that it really, you know, forces you to rethink everything. And it was, honestly, it was painful to watch.
No, listen, I actually don't, I get it. Like, she doesn't have the same experience and the same story as the people that were there, that they're there for a reason. She has her shit together, so that was unfortunate to watch that, like, but it was nice that she was there and sharing, but she's not what happened to them didn't happen to her. So if you can't compare, it's like really apples and oranges. So, but Leah and Andy both said, like, they thought it was going to be like, oh my God, oh my God. But then it turned out to be like pretty nice. Like they were there for her. She was there for them. But yeah, like she didn't say that she spent one day in jail after a man just said he spent 30 years in jail. Like that's hard to listen to. And these people are humans, you know? And so they're trying to get back on their feet.
Yeah. Overall, I think that definitely the intent was nice, and I think overall the scene was still, you know, a nice gesture.
She's sending them to a spa. She's taking the women to a spa, and apparently more people raised their hand than she thought. So she goes, okay, I'm gonna have to go back for a second trip. I was like, Luann, did you think two people were gonna be like, yeah, I'll do a spa day? Like, they're all gonna want to, including the men. The men were
I think she thought only the women were going to be excited about the spa day, and all the guys were like, I'll take a massage.
He literally was like, I'll have to come back. And the guy was like, yeah, that's fine. Like,
yeah, you better come back. Okay, so one topic that we see kind of coming up, I feel like we haven't addressed much of Sonia's kind of personal life drama, whatever that's happening this season. And we see that she is kind of struggling right now, especially because she needs to find someone new to rent the townhouse. And
girlfriend just got a $75,000 facelift last month or 2 months ago. So you know what? I can't really like cry for her struggle of not getting a renter for the townhouse for $50,000 a month. But Josh Flagg said a few weeks ago. She should have years ago paid someone to re-gut the place.
Yes.
Redo it, And then she would have had no problem. She's doing, she, it's a, listen, it's a mental thing. She's one with this townhouse. So she kind of is avoiding it. She's pushing it to the side. This could have been done and taken care of. And
I would so love for Sonia to just sell that townhouse and get it out of her life and just take the money and run. But now she just said recently that it's rented again. I believe it's still on the market. And I mean, God knows how much work that place probably
that
needs.
That place is in such bad shape for what it should be, for what it, you know, what it is and what it should be. The upkeep for something like that is crazy. And she never did. So there's, you know, it's so funny. So her toilet was leaking apparently for days. And she said if she was there, she would have caught it. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have just randomly gone to the basement and seen like your toilet flooding. But
right.
There's so much shit in that townhouse. I can't even like, gives me anxiety just watching, looking at it.
It's interesting and, like, though, because then Dorinda is basically saying that she feels like Sonia has sadness and she's worried for Sonia. And it's kind of like, Dorinda, what are you going through? I don't feel like you're really the one to be like, Sonia seems sad because...
Yeah, because like if you compare it, it's like the same exact scenario.
Dorinda's whole storyline, if you could call it that this season, has been that she's sad about... She's like stressed about the house in the Berkshires and she's sad about being alone and she's processing stuff with Richard and it's like, okay, so you're essentially in the exact same situation.
Yeah, but... Also, I'm not knocking Sonia's facelift. She looks fucking incredible and I can't even
take it.
So, but I'm just saying like, you can't like, you know, pick and choose
She looks phenomenal. And honestly, in the before and after shots, it is definitely a noticeable difference.
It's on her
Instagram if you haven't seen, but it's a noticeable difference, but it looks... She really does just look refreshed and smoothed out, but it's not, I will just use one Vicky Gunvalson as a comparison where every time she's gotten work done to her face, and it has been a few times now, it doesn't come out quite right.
That's because you have to doctor shop for something like this. It's your face that we're dealing with and you can't go to someone who is just practicing, okay? Like you gotta like really look into that. But anyway, so we finally get to Ramona's birthday bash. And were you not dying at the friend count they were doing? Each person that came in and said hello, they were naming the friend. And I was like, bravo,
so
bravo, bravo. That was funny.
That's one. Okay. So sometimes
and then friends shows, 7 through 9.
Friends 7 through 9. Sometimes on these shows, the editors try to have fun and it is a little bit much, or it comes across a little hokey or like corny, but this was the perfect, like just a touch of shade, but also just because Ramona has talked to so many people. She's talked to all of the women in the group. She's talked to Avery and Mario now about how she has these 50 good girlfriends. And it was truly such a good touch.
Even Avery was like, no, you don't.
Avery and Mario both thought it was ridiculous. And Avery's like, you don't talk to 50 women.
I mean, you know what? Let her live within that aspect. But I think it's so crazy because we've said this before. If Ramona is not the center of attention, if Ramona's not the one that's drunk, if she's not the one stirring the drama, then it's a problem for whoever's doing such. But I did think it was crazy that she like asked Leah beforehand what she was wearing. Like she's so inappropriate when it comes to Leah that like it is nuts. Like she's not quote unquote hazing like they usually do in the first season. She's like actually being like nasty and like disrespectful.
And the thing with Leah is that so far what we've seen on the show, it's way more Ramona, if she's going to be concerned about anything, should be concerned about if Leah gets too drunk and her behavior, not what she's wearing. Leah is not the kind of person who usually shows up in some, you know, skimpy little outfit that's not really classy. Like, I don't think that's been an issue a single time.
out of the women, Leah actually followed the dress code last night, which, by the way, I was dying because Sonia did not. Sonia goes, at my age, I'm not wearing black. I'm wearing sparkles with my tits out. Like, and she did, and she did.
I noticed that the second, so the dress code was supposed to be everyone in black and then Ramona in red. And Ramona's explanation for this was that a lot of her friends are petite and blonde. So you're at the party and people are like, where's Ramona? Where's Ramona? And you can see me because I'm in red. And it's like,
I can't.
It's such a ridiculous theme. But then the second they show Lou and Sonia in the car on the way together and neither of them are wearing black, I'm like, oh, this is
good. I would totally do that too. Like, but I would let the person know. Like, even recently, my friend for her 30th, she had like a social distance party and she was like, everyone wear pink. And I was like, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm literally wearing black right now. Like, I don't own pink. And she was like, oh my God, no, it's no problem. It was just like a fun thought. But like, if you look in the room, it does look nice, but like, come on, these women in their 60s, they don't need to be in a themed party. Like, no one needs to be told what to wear unless it's Halloween.
Fun story, when I was in middle school, there was this party in like eighth grade that all the cool kids went to. I did not go, but I heard all about it. And the whole thing was that two girls were throwing the party and okay. It was a situation where everybody wore black and then the main girls wore white and they got to choose which people were allowed to wear white at this party. And so it was all this drama of like, this person was told they could wear white, but she wasn't. And she's like crying at lunch because she doesn't get to wear white to the party.
And oh boy.
Yeah, it's classic middle school shit.
We had a lot of themed parties in middle school and high school too. Hence what we're saying right now, middle school and high school. see the difference here?
While you were in high school, I am in quarantine.
Right?
Trying to make it in this economy.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
But the girls, something we also have to call out is when Leah walks in. Oh my, my jaw dropped. Leah went to go say hello to Ramona. Ramona saw her. You cannot tell me. You cannot swear by that. You cannot do anything to tell me that Ramona did not see Leah. She saw her and blatantly ignored her and had Leah standing there looking like a schmuck. Like, and how bad, not once, but twice was Leah trying to look at the camera and give eyes to the camera.
And this was not 30 minutes in the episode after we saw Ramona having Leah at the walkthrough, mm-hmm, saying that Leah's her protector for the party and that she's gonna be the one to make sure everything goes smoothly, and acting like Leah is her best friend, her soulmate, her sister. And
she
then
uses
all of a sudden,
people.
She's fully ignoring her. And so of course Leah wants to go get drunk, as would most people in that situation. And
right.
So Leah's having a good time and Sonia gets there and she is pretty much immediately, I would say stirring it up. She's the straw that stirs the drink and the drama apparently, because she is immediately bad-mouthing Ramona at her own party, talking about how, oh, my good girlfriends, these are my friends. Oh, look at all these people I know. I know them for 20 years. Ramona wouldn't know these people if not for me. And I love Sonia. I think she has a point, but it's like, just keep it together.
I know. Also, like, yeah, just like stop talking about it. I think Sonia's just bitter in this situation because she doesn't like that Ramona calls these women her friends when Sonia, Leah said this last night, when Sonia's been a good friend to Ramona. So Ramona just picks and chooses who's her good friends. But yeah, Sonia, just like enough. Like we know you're the one that put it all together, but like stop talking about it.
So then things kind of go to shit when Ramona gets this Gucci bag from some of her
friends.
Was it
Gucci? I didn't even see. I couldn't even see. They all were like, yeah, pocketbook's ugly anyway.
So she goes over to Sonia and Luann and Dorinda to show them her new bag. And Sonia,
my girlfriend's got this for me.
Sonia's wasted and they call the purse ugly. And then all of a sudden, we're just full drunk. Everyone's dancing. And by dancing, I mean that Sonia is up on the table breaking some
Leah is grinding on on Luann. And then behind Leah comes Dorinda. Behind Dorinda comes Elise. Like, it's a whole train. All these women are having so much fun, just like dancing. And then Ramona sees this and automatically tells Leah she's dancing like a stripper. Meanwhile, there's four women that are grinding on each other. So it was like crazy. And then it was Ramona's sister, Tanya, that came over and was like, stop. And it was like Ramona got embarrassed, but like these women were dancing, having fun. And then all hell breaks loose and her and Leah start fighting. And then Sonia does her little Irish jig on the glass table.
Well, before that, Sonia was also like humping the bar.
By herself.
She was freaking it over there by herself, as she's wont to do. But so Ramona goes to get the producers. She is saying that the producers need to come. They need to shut it down. Where is production? And then Ramona Singer says, I'll fucking quit the show right now.
And bye.
I tweeted this last night and I got a mixed response, which is not surprising to me. But I said, would Ramona quitting the show be that much of a loss at this point? Like, even, I don't
know.
I don't hate Ramona, but it's like, this is not her show the way it used to be. And it's like, careful what you wish for, because like, they might not bring you back next season.
I love that. Like what you just said, like, what kind of open threat is that? Goodbye, like, goodbye. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not like
with this Teresa, current season that we're watching.
It's not like Teresa quitting Jersey. Right. They'd be like, no.
With the current season we're watching, I get it, because with Tinsley leaving, they're only a hand. They already have a small cast. You know, it's that would be bad. But looking to next season, it's like, if Ramona feels invincible like that, it's kind of like, maybe it's time. It's too soon for me to make like full, you know, casting decisions in my mind of like who should and shouldn't come back. But I don't think Ramona's in the place that she was in a few years ago where it's unimaginable that she would not be on the show.
Well, considering Leah is the young new housewife and is having a good season and good feedback, so they might actually do a full, you know, revamp. So by you saying that, also, why did you have an actual hissy fit because no one was dancing with you at your party?
It was so odd. And the thing is, like, I understand in her mind that she thinks that because all of these other women that she's friends with are there, that it should be this classy event and she doesn't want drama, blah, 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 blah. I get that in her mind. But the thing is, you clearly signed up to have this whole thing filmed for the show. You invited the whole cast. You know that that's what's going to happen. If you really wanted it to be this casual chill party, she would have did what she had last year, where it was a luncheon and the cameras weren't there and most of the cast wasn't there.
Right.
Nobody stopped her from doing
that. In all honesty, they were just dancing. Like, Sonia, if anything, was the one that was causing the issue. Like, they were just dancing like they were supposed to. But you're right. Like, her friends is one thing. The show is another. She had the show there. So.
Right. Unless it's an event where it's like, for charity or there are kids involved or something, if you have the Real Housewives cameras come to film at a party mm-hmm. and the whole cast is there, there's probably going to be some shit that goes down. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah. So next week, apparently, she does something that's like unforgivable, which I'm excited to see because I actually don't know what they're talking about or what it is.
No. We've actually had, it's funny because compared to Beverly Hills, where we've heard so, so much about what goes on this season and we're just kind of seeing the specifics now, I feel like we know almost nothing about storylines on New York for the rest of the season, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is. So,
but yeah, we'll be in Mexico starting next week. Sadly, not in real life, but okay.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Quickly, let's chat about Below Deck Med a little bit. This I feel like this season is heating up. We have Jess, who only has one arm. We have Kiko, who
she has one hand. One finger is broken.
We have Kiko, who, God love him, is not knocking it out of the park right now. Guys,
this entire charter is just messy. Like, I was having a panic attack just watching it. Nothing is going right. And then it makes your like heart race, because if you're paying this much money that these people are for like 2-3 days, the service should be immaculate. And you know what? When Captain Sandy gets involved, which now she is, and it's not often, she is pissed. And it seems to me and that her and the charter guest that Hannah has actually like checked out, and she's not the bossy chief stew that she once was. And I don't know if it's something going on, if she just doesn't care, if she can't stand her crew, but like it's showing. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I think if I had to guess, I would say that going into this past season, she probably knew it was going to be her last one. And it's been, I mean, for the last few years, she hasn't worked on boats other than when they're filming the show. And so I have a feeling she kind of told herself, okay, I'll go back for one more, whatever, make my money, get out.
Right.
But that it's the kind of job where it's not an easy job to just stick it out for the 8 weeks of the season. That is a brutal, you're working long days. It's hard physical work. You have to deal with demanding guests and, you know, different personalities in the crew. And so I think we saw that a little bit with Kate Chastain this past season on regular Below Deck, that it's like, when you know that you are kind of over it and ready to be done, it's really hard then to go back and actually commit to doing another season.
If you were to choose a chief stew to work for, who would it be? Kate or Hannah?
Oh, I love Hannah. I'm a Hannah. Oh,
like, I'm Kate. I'm Kate. I would be Kate.
I love Kate. Like, Kate's very fun on the show, but Hannah, I feel like I don't know. I love Hannah.
I feel that these guests, when you are aboard these yachts, you form some sort of like bond with the cast, I should say, but they take care of you 24/7.
Yeah.
So this is not to sound obnoxious in any way, although it could. If you're there and they know me by now, and I'm like, I know I'm going to be tipping them, and they know they're expecting a tip, when I wake up in the morning, like, you should have my coffee waiting. Like, you should
thing to not have like every pastry imaginable and a whole spread of whatever, but it's like, the guests are going to want coffee. Like, the guests are going to order
eggs. They went back and forth three times and still didn't take the order. I was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. But Chef Kiko, too, I'm a little nervous for him. I feel like he's on the outs. Like, he's not... Dude, you're a chef. We've seen this every single season, though, with the chef. What are you doing? Your job is to cook meals.
I almost wonder sometimes... I would love to know like the full production like playbook, because I feel like sometimes it seems like they tell them, okay, like this charter, mess up a little bit. I don't
imagine they give them a discount.
Because the thing is, it seems like every season there's like one or two charters kind of in the middle of the season where things are kind of just sloppy. And I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Their jobs are for sure difficult. I'm not saying like I would be able to do better, but it seems like it's in the best interest of the show for them to have kind of like rocky.
Yeah, matches. Like imagine if they had perfect charters for 8 weeks, like it would be like, okay, this is boring. But oh my God, stop. You're so good. Imagine going to a restaurant though, and the chef being like, oh shoot, forgot to make like your, I ordered like chicken and they just gave me like shrimp. And the chef was like, oh shoot, like, sorry. I'm like, well, that's not what I ordered. The guy last week was like, I literally said no pasta. And he got a plate of pasta with vegetables. Like, what? That doesn't happen by mistake.
You just said no pasta, and now I'm thinking
you're gonna have pasta. You're gonna have pasta for lunch.
Probably not for lunch. Maybe later. I'm like, no matter how long we are at home, I still cannot get down with like cooking myself lunch. Like I'll like
make. Dylan, what if we're home for like the next year?
You know, I can have like hummus or like throw together a quesadilla or something, but it's like, I don't want to cook in the middle of the day.
I'm sorry, throwing together a quesadilla is like pretty impressive. Maybe you should take Chef Kiko's job. That's like serious. I can just throw together a quesadilla. You have to have the ingredients, you have to have the shit. Like, it's not just making pasta, you know? I'm impressed.
I think you're thinking of a fancier quesadilla than my thrown together one would be.
You're like, right,
I'm
you're talking right.
Like, cheese and a tortilla.
You're right. Wait, guys, really quick, because it wasn't that exciting and we just didn't touch upon it, is Million Dollar Listing LA this week. I just want to say congrats to Josh and Heather Altman because they announced the birth of their baby this episode. Yes. Little Ace, which is funny because he turned one this week in real life.
Oh, wow. So I didn't realize they filmed that long ago.
Isn't that crazy to put in perspective how long ago they filmed?
Congrats to Tracy Tudor, who apparently sold her home already. Which I expected that to be way more drawn out, and good for her.
Well, and also congrats to Tracy for looking like a fucking smoke show in real life. Like, are you kidding? I'm going to try to date a trainer also.
Looking hot, selling her home for like $21 million. Maybe you really can't have it all.
It was kind of crazy. She put it on the market for 24. I think they gave like a $19 million offer and she countered when she got it for $21 million. I was like, not said too shabby. Like,
yeah, wish those were my kind of problems.
Imagine. But we still didn't see Frederick, which I'm upset about. Like, I hope this wasn't like a one and done ordeal, because I'm not done with that.
It's weird that they kind of like teased him like 2 weeks ago now, and then just like he hasn't been around. But whatever, we'll see. We are going to be doing the Shaw's reunion part 2 on Monday. We are going to have an episode, which is going to be very fun. Real quick before you go, Barry, who's your number one Bravo 11 in the group? We have so many shows to choose from today.
I know. Okay. My number one this week is Sandy, because she gets involved when she needs to be and she gets shit done. And you can tell she does like not fucking around, and she's going to do what she needs to make these charter guests happy.
You know, it's not good when Sandy goes, "And now I'm pissed."
Yeah.
That's like her favorite thing to say.
And she says it so gently.
And now I'm pissed off. My number one, we'll say Sonia, because I feel like she's going through it a little bit. And also the shot of her dancing on that mirror tray and shattering it is just burned in my brain in the best possible way.
But that was like bad.
I mean, it was bad. I'm not saying it's like, I support it. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe wherever you're listening. And follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and join our Facebook group, Bravo by Betches, to get in on the conversation. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.